Welcome back to McDonald Boys Basketball Live on the road at Thorpe. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Last time out, Mark Maloney, as we get to our Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald won 88-53. Cannon Huss, one of 10 McDonald players who scored, he had 23 points in 20 minutes. Eddie Bindermeyer with 22 points, 6 of 9 from downtown. Keegan Galvez with 16 points, 5 rebounds. Jordan Sikora with 7 points. Grant Smisky and Cooper Mittermeyer with 5 points each. They got scoring from all over the place the last time they played this Thorpe team.
Yeah, and I think the key to this game is going to have to be a fast start. We can't play complacent. We can't play, there's nothing to play for, because there's obviously something to play for here. So these guys got to come out and foot on the gas right off the get-go, offensively and defensively.
McDonald also shot 58% from downtown, hit 11 threes the last time out against Thorpe, and Aiden Misfelt didn't even play in that game. Those are your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back with your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO. Good evening and welcome to Thorpe High School. McDonald and Thorpe, finale of the Western Clover Belt Conference season. McDonald with a conference championship on the line. They're starting five, Aiden Misfeld, a 5'11 senior guard, number one, averaging 9.5 points, third on the team, 4 rebounds, 3.1 assists. Eddie Mittermeier, 5'11 senior guard, number three, 22 points per game to lead the team, leads the team in assists and steals as well. Keegan Galvez, 6'5 senior forward, number 22, 6.9 points per game and 3.4 rebounds. Jordan Sikora, the 6'2 sophomore guard, number 24, 2.6 points per game, 2 rebounds. And Cannon Huss, the 6'3 senior guard forward combo, number 33, just scored a season high in points on Tuesday night, averages 21.5 points per game and 9.9 rebounds to lead the team. Adam Schilling, fifth-year head coach, 88-37 career record, 69% winning percentage here at McDonald. On the other side for Thorpe and head coach Scott Horn, Aiden Rosemeyer, the bearded one, a senior, a guard, 5'10", number 5. Logan Hansen, a junior, 5'11", number 10. Averages 9.5 points per game. Rosemeyer with 14.2, second on the team. Brady Stewart's the big fella, the junior, 6'3", number 12. The forward averages 15.3 points per game. Denzel Sutton, 8.2 points per game. The junior guard, 5'9", number 20. And Evan Hain, 4 points per game. A junior forward, number 22. We can't give you all the heights because, unfortunately, only 4 heights were listed and everywhere I look. So we'll just kind of eyeball it in and guess. But Logan Hansen at 5'11 is one that we do have, and he's going up against 6'3 Cannon Huss. The Cardinals logo at midcourt, and we are underway, and good to have you with us as Thorpe's Rosemeyer will immediately take the loose ball away from Aiden Misfeld off the tip that was won quite easily by McDonald.
And the Thorpe guys look like football players out there. They got
they're a phenomenal football team.
Very, very talented. With Rosemeyer at quarterback, he was an awesome quarterback.
I believe this was their first year in eight-man, wasn't it? As an early three.
No, I think it was their second.
Second year, excuse me. Brady Stewart, the leading scorer, cans a three from the right wing, makes it 3-0 Thorpe. Again, they hung with McDonald for a while in that first game, and then the Macs pulled away. Aiden Misfeld on the right wing, up top to Jordan Sikora. Thorpe in their white uniforms with the Cardinal numerals and lettering. White and black piping. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue tops and bottoms. White numerals, white lettering, gold outlines. Jordan Sikora on the right wing to Keegan Galvez. Galvez hit a three last time McDonald played Thorpe. Eddie Mittermeier, who has 98 threes on the year so far, up top to Galvez. Galvez to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld works it down in the paint, kick out left side. Eddie Mittermeier rims out a three as he shot it right over the top of Brady Stewart.
Yeah. Thorpe's playing man-to-man defense against us.
Stewart up top, that's Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer flips off to Denzel Sutton. Sutton working a right-handed bounce out near midcourt. 3-0, 90 seconds into the game. McDonald trails by one full possession. Sutton on the left wing. Couple test bounces, he'll step into a three. They give it to him, he'll take it but miss it. Rebound at the foul line, Eddie Mittermeyer.
McDonald's playing the 1-3-1.
Mittermeyer to Jordan Sikora. Sikora drops down to Cannon Huss. Huss with a big height advantage. Goes in hard and scores.
Nice post up by Cannon.
Again, he's got about 4 or 5 inches on Logan Hansen. Brady Stewart opposite side to Sutton. Stewart gets it back on the right wing. Stewart driving in hard over the top of Huss. No rebound, batted out. And on the run, Eddie Mittermeyer will take it. Mittermeyer, full speed crossover, hits the brakes. Works it over to Keegan Galvez. Galvez attacking into the lane up hard with the right hand and scores.
Very good move by Keegan. Took the ball hard to the hoop.
McDonald's first lead 4-3 here over Thorpe. Rosemeyer will flip to Sutton right wing. Again, we're situated on one end of the court here up on the stage. Thank you to our host, Kurt Reiner, athletic director. Flip by Rosemeyer from the left baseline. No good offensive rebound to Thorpe. Kick back out to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer works it out to the right side. Evan Hain. Rosemeyer now between the wheels. Slides a left-handed bounce pass to Logan Hansen. Hansen back to Rosemeyer. The go right elbow. Kick out right side. Good closeout. Travel. Prevents a three and a travel by Brady Stewart. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Jordan Secord, Eddie Mittermeier straight on. Mittermeier over to Aiden Misfeld on the right wing. Misfeld, couple test dribbles. Drops it over to Galvez. Galvez on the left wing. Eddie Mittermeier to lock. Flips it out up top. Cannon Haas rainbows in a three. And it's 7-3 McDonald. Haas with five early points. 14:39 to go here in Thorpe. Cut into the lane. Runner good off the feed from Sutton. Logan Hansen scores. 7-5. Thorpe hanging right with McDonald early going. Aiden Misfeld attacking into the paint. Shoots it off the shin of Jordan Sikora and gobbled up by Evan Hain. Sutton to Rosemeyer, right wing, working a left-handed bounce up top. Sutton gives it right back to Rosemeyer. Flips over into the right corner, thinking about a three but not taking it. Stewart up top to Rosemeyer, working one left-handed bounce. Picks up the dribble, working the pivot. Right side Stewart now with no hesitation on a three. Way too long, but a foul. And they may get Sikora with that one, and that'll give Stewart three. So Stewart, who already has a three, will go to the line with three free attempts here. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. And the first free throw was no good for Stewart. Second one off the mark as well.
Thought maybe that was a bad foul by Jordan, and it kind of was, but turns out to, so far, no points.
Stewart looking for one out of three, and he will get it. Oh, lane violation, so they'll wave that off too.
Didn't get him.
So an empty trip that time for Thorpe. And McDonald with 4 minutes gone by here in the first half, holding on to a two-point lead, looking for more. Eddie Mittermeier shoots to Keegan Galvez on the left wing. Up top, Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld for Sikora. Over the left corner, Keegan Galvez. High dribble, and they got him for a carry. And that looks to be a pretty good call. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed. Flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. Stewart driving on the corner. Shovel pass inside. Going high but missing badly is Evan Hain. Ball knocked out of bounds to McDonald.
Keeping him off the boards down there. That's a good thing.
13:36 on the clock here at Thorpe. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Ezra Van Dyke back to the Wogo home base in Halley. At the high post, left elbow cannon. Huss loses it along the baseline out of bounds. Last touch by Huss. Turnover to Thorpe.
We're not taking very good care of the ball right now on the offensive end.
And McDonald was so good with the basketball the last time these two teams played. Only seven turnovers. They only turned the ball over six times on Tuesday night against Fall Creek. Denzel Sutton right side. Stewart, his team trailing by two. Finds Rosemeyer in the lane. Rosemeyer flip with the right hand. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with Thorpe with 13:12 to go.
Got to do a better job boxing out down there.
Inbounds to Sutton on the right wing. Sutton goes right corner. Aiden Rosemeyer working a left-handed dribble drive. Drops it in. Nice up and under for Logan Hansen. That's his second basket. We're tied at seven. And this Thorpe team played Bloomer tough. One-point game at halftime. Ended up losing by nine. Cannon Huss drives in hard. Can't get the shot, but the foul. Huss hit hard, and he will go to the line shooting two. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question, That's short on the first. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. It's ghr-ec.com. Carter Stelter will come into the game for Keegan Galvez. Stelter, the 6-foot senior forward, number 20, averaging 2 points, almost two rebounds per game for Coach Adam Schilling. Second free throw for Cannon Huss. That one rims out. Stelter offensive rebound, but I believe he pushed.
Yep. Carter did everything he could to get that rebound.
Brady Stewart will inbound. Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer checked by Aiden Misfelt. Picks up his dribble 60 feet from the bucket. Throws a dangerous pass and an over and back is straddling the arc. Logan Hansen. That was really tight.
Must have just caught it with both feet on the other side of the line.
And I thought maybe he caught it and landed straddling half court. But I think the official was right over there, so he must have caught it on one side and then slipped over to the other. Meanwhile, Aiden Misfelt in the left corner off a screen from Stelter going in hard. Misfelt to the runner with the right hand. Won't drop down. Cannon Huss, offensive rebound. Putback won't go. A fight for the rebound underneath. Knocked over onto the stage. And a whistle and a foul, I believe. Or no, just knocked out of bounds by Thorpe. And Cannon Huss will inbound from just to our right. Huss drops it into Stelter. Stelter to Eddie Mittermeier. Straight on for three. Rims out.
Cooper for
Cooper Mittermeier legal screen. And neglected to mention, Cooper Mittermeier comes into the game, the 5'9" sophomore guard number zero, has hit 16 threes on the season, averages almost 3 points per game. Eddie Mittermeier steps in front of a pass on the inbound to Aiden Misfelt, wide open for three, just rims out. Carter Stelter tracks down the offensive rebound, knocked away from him, but Cannon Huss retrieves in the right corner, knocked out of bounds, and will stay with McDonald, inbounding in front of the Thorpe students.
Thorpe is playing some really, really good defense. 7-7 here.
12-16 to play in the first half. Inbounds to Stelter. Rotates to Aiden Misfelt. Left of the circle. Drops in for Eddie Mittermeier. No hesitation for three. No, but he's knocked down. And Eddie will be shooting three. Looking for his first points tonight.
It'll be Stewart's second foul.
Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour plus a 95-cent shift differential. Also maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour as Eddie hits the first. And also electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits as well. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Second free throw good for Eddie Mittermeier, an 81% foul shooter. That breaks this tie. It's 9-7 McDonald and a full one possession lead if Eddie can hit three in a row. Couple dribbles, and he'll make good on all three. Eddie Mittermeier, not player you want to send to the line.
No.
Now McDonald, some full court man-to-man. Aiden Rosemeyer along his own baseline, working a left-handed dribble across the mid-stripe. Doubled over on the left side, knocked away by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the left side of the lane, going in hard, high off the glass, and scores.
Very nice.
Eddie Mittermeier with 5 quick points. Makes it 12-7 McDonald. Rosemeyer up top to Stewart. Stewart against Carter Stelter, driving in hard on him. Hits the underside of the rim with a layup, but was tripped up first.
I don't think I put that on Aiden or... Oh, Cooper picked up his second.
And that's the fourth whistle against McDonald. New entrance into the game for the Max, number 34, Asher Rozowski, the 6-foot senior guard, averaging 2.1 points and 1.3 rebounds. And Miles Flanagan, the junior center, number 44, 6'3", 2 points, 2.7 rebounds. Off the inbound, three missed from the left wing at the far side of the iron, no good for Stewart. McDonald still holding onto that 12-point lead. Eddie Mittermeier driving between a crowd, kicks out to Rozowski in the corner out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt against Sutton. Working it down to the elbow. Now we'll backtrack outside the arc and reset the offense. 11:30 to play in the first half. 12-7 McDonald. Carter Stelter can't quite handle a pass and fouls Denzel Sutton.
Yeah.
Sutton grabbed the loose ball and Stelter with a reach in.
His second.
Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier, has been since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That was Stelter's second, as you mentioned, and the fifth on McDonald. Almost a walk up top on Logan Hansen. Goes right side to Stewart. Stewart against Cannon Huss. Huss reaching in, trying to knock it loose. Stewart leaves it on the right side. That's Hain. Evan Hain drops off into the right corner for Logan Hansen. They'll leave it for Stewart. Stewart back to Hansen on the right wing. One bounce with the left hand. Slides a bounce pass in. Knocked away by Misfelt. Sutton retrieves in the right corner just inside the arc. Sutton, high pass, left corner. Back to Stewart. Stewart, nice move to the hoop. Missed it short. Offensive rebound. Put back that one also short by Brady Stewart. Now coming the other way with a head of steam. Andy Mittermeier all the way to the rack. Coast to coast for the McDonald senior.
He's quick. He's quick.
Eddie Mittermeier, the last 7 points for McDonald. A mini run, and they've doubled up on Thorpe 14-7. Rosemeyer, right wing. Leaves it on the left side. Hansen, no hesitation on three. Pops in and out. That was halfway down for Hansen. Yep. Cannon Huss across the logo against Hansen. Now at the elbow. Kicks out to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt from the right wing. Over to Rozowski. Spins out to Eddie Mittermeier for his first three of the night. Money. That is number 99 on the season for Eddie Mittermeier, and he has scored 10 straight for McDonald. From the far side, a miss as Flanagan grabs the rebound. Push ahead to Asher Rozowski. Rozowski going in hard over the top of Aiden Rosemeyer. Hoop and arm counted in the foul for Rozowski.
Going hard to the basket.
And now the McDonald boys starting to flex just a little bit. 19-7 they lead after we were tied at 7 apiece. It's been 12 straight for McDonald. Free throw for Rozowski. That one does rim out. Rebound to Hansen of Thorpe. 9:38 to go here in the first half. A whistle and a timeout. We're back in half a minute. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, live on the road at Thorpe here on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. 5 on the floor for McDonald. Huss, Mittermeier, Keegan Galvez, Rozowski, and Flanagan. Flanagan gets beat on the inbound, and Rozowski a little late maybe on the help, and a 2 for
Logan Hansen.
Logan Hansen, he has 6 points. 19-9. Stops a 12-0 run by McDonald. Galvez to Mittermeier. Mittermeier blazing along the baseline, bumped, and he is pushed by Brady Stewart.
His third.
Wow. So the leading scorer for Thorpe. Some serious foul trouble here. That's the team's fourth, but right on. 3 on Brady Stewart, the talented junior, averaging over 15 per game. Inbounds, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier snaps off a 3. His second, no. That one, far side of the iron, no good. And Eddie has hit 99 on the season, 2 away from tying Ben Retzloff's single-season record here at McDonald. We're past the halfway point here the first half, 8:57 and counting. 10-point lead for McDonald. Rosemeyer tries a 3, hits the far side of the iron. Long rebound out to Keegan Galvez. Galvez, with Hansen in pursuit, drops it back off to Cannon Huss, and Huss has his pocket picked from behind by Denzel Sutton. Quick hands there.
Didn't see him coming.
Junior. Aiden Rosemeyer holds on the left wing, drops it into the paint, knocked loose by a crowd of blue jerseys. Eddie Mittermeier push ahead to Cannon Huss. Huss catches in the air, can't quite finish. Aiden Rosemeyer with the rebound along the baseline. Rosemeyer ahead of steam, trying to get a teammate maybe out of his way. Drops in on the left side, number 40. Connor Tiemann came into the game. The junior forward. Sutton right side with 8:15 to play. Up top, Logan Hansen. Hansen, Rosemeyer in the left corner. Rosemeyer driving baseline, presses the issue, attacks, and gets his first basket. Eddie Mittermeier, right wing. Asher Rozowski opposite side. Kick out up top for 3. Huss,
got it.
Book it. And then Huss now has 8 points. That's his second triple. McDonald's hit 3 from downtown. Again, they've doubled up on Thorpe, 22-11. On the left wing is Tiemann. Drops it to Hansen, left corner. Up top, Thiemann left of the circle. Opposite side, Denzel Sutton. Sutton off a screen from Thiemann. Leaves it for Aiden Rosemeyer. He's probably going to have to be more of a scorer here as he will go in hard and rims in and out. A nice move to the cup. It just won't fall for Aiden Rosemeyer. Rozowski back to Cannon Huss. Huss straight on, looking for help. Lofts it over to Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing. Mittermeier against Sutton off a screen from Galvez. Now Rosemeyer picks him up along the baseline. Kick out Cannon Huss. Huss, no hesitation on a three. And he's got three tonight.
He's feeling it.
Give Cannon the ball. Huss with 11 points. 25-11 McDonald. Again, Huss scored his 1,000th point on Tuesday night. Left side, Asher Rozowski steps in front of a pass, almost knocked it off of Evan Hain, but last touch by McDonald. Jordan Sikora will come in, Aiden Misfeld as well, Cannon Huss, and Eddie Mittermeier will get a breather with 6:50 to play.
25-11. Mac boys are up. See if they can't pour down a little bit here. They're playing some really good man-to-man defense now. I like the fact that Coach Schilling switches that up between zones and mans.
Sutton up top against Sikora, puts on the floor with the right hand, driving in hard, goes off the glass and good. Denzel Sutton, first basket here tonight. A nice move from just inside the right block on the drive. Aiden Misfelt across the timeline, working off a screen from Flanagan, now drops it down to Flanagan just inside the foul line. Flanagan kicks it out, Rozowski, 4-3, that one off the mark. Offensive rebound, Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt on the right wing. Aiden Misfelt drives into the lane, kick out Sikora. Sikora with a head fake, works it back up top Flanagan, rotates back to Rozowski. Rozowski, the senior, crossing over, thought about the pull-up, instead to Keegan Galvez. Galvez just inside the arc, back out to Misfelt. Misfelt spots up a three, left wing, book it!
He can hit him.
Aiden Misfelt, his first basket tonight, 28-13. McDonald leads by 15, just under 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Denzel Sutton, right side, Thiemann. Thiemann back to Sutton on the right wing. Leaves on the left side for Dylan Mattson, the sophomore who just came in. Hansen back to Thiemann. Thiemann pulls up from 15. All air on that one. Rebound. And steaming out of there, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt kicks into the corner, Keegan Galvez. Galvez to Jordan Sikora, back to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt fakes the pass. Up top, working off a screen, drives in hard, blocked on the way to the hoop, maybe poked away. Leaves it for Miles Flanagan, and Flanagan walked with the basketball. Will make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here from Thorpe. Back in the Wogo Studios in Halle, Ezra Van Dyke, 28-13, McDonald, 5:10 to go here in the first half.
Eddie's back in the game.
Hansen out to Thiemann, rotates left side, Sutton. Into the left corner now, Aiden Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer up top, leaves it for Sutton on the left side. Sutton holding, right side, Hansen. Penetrates to the foul line, kick to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer driving left baseline again, goes up in a crowd, swatted away. I think Miles Flanagan got a piece of that.
I think he did.
Cannon Huss is going to come in for Flanagan with 4:46 remaining. McDonald leading 28-13. Denzel Sutton will check out for Thorpe. Rosemeyer to inbound along the baseline. Shoots it in left side, Dylan Mattson. Mattson finds Hansen. Galvez walls up on him. Hansen still slips by and scores his 7th and 8th points of the game. Eddie Mittermeier spots up for three. That one rims in and out. Looking for number 100 on the season, Eddie Mittermeier. Aiden Rosemeyer. Up top, working right side to Mattson for Thorpe. Logan Hansen on the left side, guarded by Keegan Galvez. The rotating the right corner, Mattson to Thiemann on the right wing. Gives it back to Mattson, the sophomore. Left-handed dribble against Eddie Mittermeier. Right side feed, Evan Hain. Again, the star for Thorpe on the bench with three fouls. A miss by Aiden Rosemeyer, who's their second leading scorer. Long lead feed ahead, Cannon Huss. Jordan Sikora goes in hard as he's fouled from behind by Evan Hain, and Sikora will go to the line shooting a pair.
A good outlet pass there. Just about had a hand one.
Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com. That's SIM4Kids.com. Sikora hits the first, makes it 29-15 McDonald. And the Max sophomore, his second attempt, comes up short. Offensive rebound, Keegan Galvez misses it too strong on the putback.
Oh, I thought he had that easy.
Aiden Rosemeyer will take his time across the timeline. Leaves it on the right. Working back left side for Tiemann. Hansen, right wing, checked by Cannon Huss. Throws into the right corner. That's Evan Hain. Hain up top, tipped pass. Eddie Mittermeier racing Sutton for it. And Mittermeier gets it back, knocked out of bounds. Quick hands there by Hansen. But a net turnover to the Max with 3:28 to play and a 29-15 lead.
Eddie's just fast. He's so fast.
Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt. And a travel called on Aiden Misfelt. And Aiden can't believe it. I think he must have picked up his pivot foot.
I don't know what he did.
I'm not sure if he knows either.
It's
but the official
those,
was right behind him.
Yeah. That was just a real ticky-tack call.
Left side, Denzel Sutton. On the right, Evan Hain. Hansen up top, who's the leading scorer for Thorpe here tonight. He throws it away in the paint. Jordan Sikora comes out of there with the rebound. Sikora goes behind his back, shoots it over in the corner. Eddie Mittermeier for his 103. No. Far side of the rim, Aiden Rosemeyer with the rebound. Rosemeyer across the timeline. Miles Flanagan about to check back in. Rosemeyer out to the left elbow. That's Tiemann. Back to Denzel Sutton. Right side, Hain. Hain gives it back to Sutton. Works into the right corner instead. Logan Hansen checked by Cannon Huss. Tipped pass up top, out of bounds. We'll stay with Thorpe with 2:42 left as subs will come in. Miles Flanagan in for McDonald in favor of Keegan Galvez. Tiemann out and Dylan Mattson back in for Thorpe. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Denzel Sutton left side up top. The work on the right to Mattson, who just came into the game, the sophomore. A couple bounces on the left wing. Hansen gives it back to Mattson, opposite side. Right side, Denzel Sutton in the corner with 2:20 to play. 29-15 McDonald cutting into the lane just inside the foul line. Runner goes on a nice soft touch by Aiden Rosemeyer. The senior has four. 29-17 McDonald driving along the baseline. Offensive foul called on Aiden Misfelt.
Aiden's not disagreeing.
Maybe he did have a forearm out just a little bit, trying to create some space. 2:10 left, 29-17, 12-point lead for McDonald here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. McDonald, some full-court man-to-man pressure. Inbounds to Mattson, the sophomore. Jordan Sikora, fellow sophomore on him. They'll trap near their foul line. Back out to Rosemeyer, long cross-court skip across the timeline. Rosemeyer gets it back in the lane, trying to go over the top of Flanagan and gets a nice shooter's touch from just inside the right block. It's a 10-point game, 29-19. Under two to go. Eddie Mittermeier drops it down to Cannon Huss. Huss is doubled along the block. Kick out Mittermeier. Mittermeier now for that 103, and it still won't go down, this time from the right corner.
We might be jinxing him here, Kale.
Maybe. Talking about the number too much.
Yep.
Opposite side, three in the right corner. No good offensive rebound for Thorpe. Put back in by Logan Hansen, and he is into double digits. The Cardinals junior. Eddie Mittermeier up to the foul line. Kick out Sikora. Now into the left corner, Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt crossing over, and his man driving into the lane. Gathers, tries to score. No, as he is fouled and will go to the line with a minute 10 left. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Misfelt first free throw is perfect. That's four on the night so far for Aiden Misfelt. He's a 70% foul shooter. Misfelt's second attempt is good as well. Give him five. Put the McDonald lead back up to 10, 31-21. Some full court pressure for the Max once again. Denzel Sutton racing across the timeline. And this is a Thorpe team that's tied for fifth, three-way tie for fifth in the Western Clover Belt right now. But they gave Bloomer a really tough game here on Tuesday night on this floor. Yes. Trying to slow it down here against McDonald and stay within striking distance. Up top for the Cardinals, rotates to Hansen. He's at the hot hand, and he hits a three from the left wing. Logan Hansen, 13 first-half points. He averages 9.5, and he has stepped up big in the absence of Stewart. Eddie Mittermeier will try a deep three. They will wave it off. That one went in, but a travel first by Eddie Mittermeier. 32.9 remaining before we head to the Hy-Vee halftime show.
Little curl hop there by Eddie.
Rosemeyer, a long inbounds pass to Evan Hain. Hain will hand off to Mattson on the right wing. 26 seconds to play. We'll see if Thor plays for one shot here. They're trailing by just 7, 31-24. Strong first half by the Cardinals. McDonald maybe leaving a few points out here. On the left wing is Hain. Drops down in the corner, Mattson. Mattson back outside the arc. Tries to fight a bounce pass into the lane. Retrieved by Sutton. Sutton goes up hard. Wanted a call, didn't get one. Rebound pulled down by Flanagan, and Sutton takes it away from Gannon Huss, but kicks it out of bounds with 2.1 remaining.
Yeah, I think everybody was trying to get the ball down the floor, and Thorpe had it for a second, lost it.
JV McDonald won 57-17. They lead 31-24, seeing if they can get a little something right here before the half. A 2 point left. Inbounds to Cannon Huss. Huss will turn, pivot, fade, and fire, and will be a little bit short. And so a tight game here in the first half. McDonald leads it by 7 at the break. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show coming up, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store.
Leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
We finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show with our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. I'm going to start at the bottom here with Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines, Matt Pulver off at Air Force Base, Nebraska, Marshall Lone Burgess, a Chi High grad over in Germany, Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad in the Army National Guard, Chuck Gardo is a Chi High grad with the Marine Corps, and I just talked to his dad, and he's home for a little bit of leave time. He was out ice fishing today up at Holcomb. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad, is at Lackland Air Force Base. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad, a 1996 grad, currently at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. He's on one of the nuke subs. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand in the Army, stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Austin Tollison's with the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen, working security forces at Fairchild Air Force Base. Carter's a Chi High grad. Kristen Levezer Davis with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis, along with Sarah Pass and Bovey in the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are currently getting ready to go over to Japan this summer. Joey Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. And Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey, with our latest granddaughter, Freya. And she is up to, I believe, 2 pounds, 4 ounces for everybody keeping track of little Freya.
Well, I'm going to say, maybe before the girls' regional final, will she be up to 3 pounds?
Yeah, well,
we're
hoping.
Just going to have the Freya weight update.
Thank you again to all of our military out there. It's a huge thank you for everything you do for this country.
That finishes up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. McDonald will start out on the attack here in the second half. Eddie Mittermeier spots up for three, left wing. That one comes up short. Original starting five for McDonald. Keegan Galvez, Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfelt, Jordan Sikora, and Cannon Huss. Coming right back into the game with those three fouls, Brady Stewart immediately attacks the hoop on the left wing. right side rather, and makes it 31-26, a five-point lead for McDonald. And now a steal by Rosemeyer, steps in front of a pass. Rosemeyer down the lane for two. Aiden Rosemeyer with eight, and it's a three-point ball game, 31-28 the max.
Yeah, you got to take care of the basketball.
Remember, they beat Thorpe 88-53 at home. Expected this one to be lower scoring, but Thorpe has hung right with McDonald even after a 12-0 run. Cannon Huss kicks out Jordan Secorda, Keegan Galvez left wing. Eddie Mittermeier rotates into the right corner, drop down just outside the paint. Cannon Huss, he's doubled. Secorda rotates to Keegan Galvez. Left corner, they'll refeed Huss just inside the left block. Kick out to Jordan Secorda, to Keegan Galvez. Galvez driving baseline, poked away from behind, knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with the max with 16:53 remaining.
Moving the ball okay down there, but they have to take care of the basketball on offense.
Inbound, Eddie Mittermeier snaps off a three, left corner. That one rims in and out.
Having Eddie as cold as he is right now is not helping.
Brady Stewart drives into the paint. Kick down low, up and in and out. Came up a little bit short that time for Evan Hain. Cannon Huss at the left elbow. Leaves it up top. Kick to Jordan Secorda in the left corner. Back to Cannon Huss. Huss backing down in the paint. Throws to Galvez. Teddy Mittermeier wide open for three. That one bombs in.
Now he's going to feel it. That just, he looked like he had way better form on that one.
13 for Mittermeier. And that, you said not to jinx him, that was number 100.
Now he's ready.
Denzel Sutton just outside the arc will drive in hard and get a nice English on the layup. Denzel Sutton had it spin around the iron and go in. 34-30, McDonald, 2 minutes into the second half. Aiden Misfeldt, they gave him a wide berth for three, and he made them pay. Aiden Misfeldt, his second triple tonight. He's got eight. 37-30, McDonald.
Now we need to open it up and just keep on going.
Sutton drives in hard, can't get the roll this time. Offensive rebound put back by Hansen, and he has 15.
Too many opportunities there.
Hansen has played a whale of a game for Thorpe tonight. Cross-court skip Keegan Galvez. Galvez at the left elbow out to Secorda. Rotates Dade and Misfeldt in the right corner. They'll drop down just outside. The right block, Cannon Huss turns and there a nice go. Kiss off the window for Cannon Huss. His first points of the second half give him 13, tied with Eddie Mittermeier for a team high. 39-32 McDonald, 15-12 to go. Denzel Sutton for Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer pursued by Aiden Misfeldt, and a throw away by Rosemeyer. Secorda with the basketball. Right side, all alone for three. Ooh. Too strong for Eddie Mittermeier. Almost knocked out of bounds. Good save by Rosemeyer. Back to Sutton. 3 minutes and change into the second half. Seven-point game. A good one here in Thorpe tonight. Stewart picks up his dribble to Sutton. Over to Hansen. Thought about the three. Sutton will rotate back to Stewart, who hit a three early in the first half. Working outside the arc. Thorpe, no dribbles right now. Just pass, pass, pass. Going around the world. Outside the arc. Rosemeyer cuts between two defenders and a nice kiss off the glass from the left wing. Aiden Rosemeyer, he can get to the rim. Coming the other way, Keegan Galvez, he can do the same thing. Trading buckets, 41-34. Galvez with a layup that time. Almost 4 minutes into the second half. McDonald extending out their pressure defense. Evan Hain against Galvez finds Hansen. Hansen to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer puts it on the floor with the left hand. Almost had it jarred loose by Eddie Mittermeier. Now Stewart playing with those three fouls. Calling for Hain. Up to Hansen. Works to Sutton on the left wing. Sutton up top. Stewart had a chance at a three. Back outside to Sutton outside the arc in front of that Thorpe student section. Pass knocked away but right to Hain. And Hain up and in, sneaking along the baseline. Right place, right time for Hayes.
Yes,
5-point game. 41-36 McDonald, 13-30 to go. Jordan Secorda, left corner, Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt working a right-handed dribble into the paint. Kick out, wide open for three. Cannon Huss, that one comes up short, hits the side of the iron. Every time McDonald starts heating up, Thorpe tightens the screws a bit defensively. Sutton standing near the logo at midcourt. Eddie Mittermeier giving him a few feet of space. Sutton to Hansen, gets it back. Denzel Sutton to Stewart. Rotating into the corner, no hesitation on a three. Missed there by Rosemeyer. Ball kicks off a few shins or shoes. Cannon Haas finally digs it out. Mittermeier, Sikora in the left corner, and Sikora walks. He thought about taking the three, then kicked it back out to Eddie on a little extra step. Well, it's time. Time to call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for that long-overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Rizgala.com, 839-0707, Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. Miles Flanagan back into the game. Jordan Sikora out. Rosemeyer driving baseline. He stepped on the end line, and that is a turnover to McDonald.
Good defense there by Aiden Misfeld.
Not giving ground. 12:36 to play. It is 41-36 McDonald.
Need to open this up here.
Aiden Misfeld, right corner. Finds Cannon Haas. Haas at the foul line. Attacking and leaning away from the hoop. Scoops it off the glass. 4-2 from the right side. Cannon Haas with 15 now.
Good move by Cannon.
43-36, 7-point lead for McDonald. Just outside the arc is Stewart. On Haas, finds a cutter into the lane. Too strong off the glass, the miss by Hain. Haas with another rebound. Push ahead, Flanagan. Oh, Flanagan was wide open, didn't know it. Kick out to Aiden Misfeld for three. That one won't go down. Rebound to Sutton.
Yeah, Miles had nobody between him and the basket.
Maybe a little too unselfish that time. Hansen, a head fake up top. Picks up his dribble, out to Stewart. Haas on him. Hayden Rosemeyer at the foul line, pulls up jumper, well short and off of Huss's hands and shoe, out of bounds. Couldn't quite pull it in with 11:43 left. Sub coming in, 34, Dylan Mattson, the sophomore, as Evan Hain, the junior, will take a break for Coach Scott Horn and Thorpe. Rosemeyer kicks it out to Stewart, high on the left side. Stewart to Hansen. Hansen snaps off a three. That one way too strong. And rebound knocked out of bounds. Oh, it took kind of a weird roll, and Aiden Misfeld just couldn't quite handle it.
Yeah. It's twice now we've messed that rebound up.
7-point game. Just don't want to give Thorpe any life. Inbounds to Stewart with 11:35 left. Stewart to Hansen. This time he passes up the three to Mattson, the sophomore. Stewart up top. Drops over to Rosemeyer. He will take a three from the left wing, breaks it off the front of the iron, and this time the rebound secured by McDonald, and Cannon Haas will run. Haas across the timeline, pulls it up at the foul line, kick out for three. Eddie Mittermeier rims it in and out. Rosemeyer, far side of the floor. Up top, Denzel Sutton. Sutton passes up the three, kicks it out, tipped pass to Mattson. Mattson almost took a little extra curl hop there. Stewart now down the left side of the lane, kick out. Works back to Sutton. Sutton with 10:55 to play. 43-36, McDonald. Carter Stelter is going to check in at the next stoppage for the Macs. 7-point game, no fouls here in the second half. Quick three, that one caroms off the far side of the iron. Eddie Mittermeier with the rebound. Mittermeier and a timeout taken by Adam Schilling. We are back in 30 seconds. This is Macs Basketball on Wogo Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, fouled up and in by Menards. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
And a foul, a hooping arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus. Thorpe!
Oh, he scored!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and the team, Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on Google or the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Coming out of the timeout, Carter Stelter in for McDonald. They lead 43-36. Stelter with a head fake in the right corner out to Cannon Haas. Haas to Cooper Mittermeier, who also checked into that game. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Eddie, kick out to brother Cooper in the left corner. Cooper couple bounces. Stelter works it to Cannon Haas. Haas to Eddie Mittermeier in the right corner. They backtrack with the dribble, 10-10 to play. 43-36 the max. Carter Stelter in the left corner finds Cannon Huss coming off a screen. Huss backing his man down. Drops it down for Flanagan. Flanagan finds Stelter. Cutting to the hoop. It won't go down. Offensive rebound put back by Flanagan. That one off the mark. Rebound to Rosemeyer of Thor.
Two really good looks at the basket there. Right under the basket. Just didn't get it to go down.
I feel like if McDonald can extend this to double digits, they might be able to start pulling away a bit here, but Thorpe still hanging in as Rosemeyer nails a three from the right wing. Aiden Rosemeyer, that's his first hit from downtown tonight. It is a four-point game, 43-39. Now instead of pulling away, McDonald sees Thorpe pulling closer. We're almost to the halfway point of the second half. Coming off a screen to answer for three off the mark for Cooper Mittermeier. Too strong.
Just not on offensively tonight shooting the ball.
Aiden Rosemeyer to Sutton. 10 points at a premium for Thorpe, and so they'd like to keep this game at a slower pace. They can. McDonald averages almost 73 points per game. Right now they're at 43 at the halfway point of the second half. Stewart playing with those three fouls. Still no whistles on either team in the second half. Hanson out to Mattson, the sophomore, traversing across the foul line. Trying to get two in a row is Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer is absolutely hot. Right now, he hits another three from the left wing. This time, it's a one-point game, and McDonald's coach Schilling, I thought he wanted a timeout. Must have been an inadvertent there.
Let's see what happens on this possession.
He likes to let him play a lot, the Bill Ullman school.
Yep.
Let the team work it out on the floor. Eddie Mittermeier kicked to the right corner. Cooper Mittermeier back to Eddie. Eddie fakes the three, driving down the lane off the glass. Too strong. Excuse me, off the glass. Hits the shot, but they'll wave it off as a foul on the ground. And that's our first infraction of the second half.
That might have been Stewart's fourth. Yep.
Wow. So one call in the second half, but that's a critical one as Stewart, the leading scorer for Thorpe, has four fouls.
We don't have a sub up there yet. Now he does.
Eddie Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier left wing, driving baseline. Too strong off the glass. Rebound pulled down by Mattson of Thor. Push ahead to Denzel Sutton. Sutton with Mittermeier on him. A chance to take the lead for Thorpe. They have not led since the very, very beginning of this game. Rosemeyer in a crowd. Goes between two defenders and a whistle on the ground. As Rosemeyer attacking. In the paint, he is bumped.
Well, Carter Stelter's third, I believe. Yep.
Stelter picked up his third. It's the team's first in the second half. Stewart will check out. Tiemann back in for Thorpe. Keegan Galvez into the game for McDonald. Along with both Mittermeier's Aiden Misfeld and Cannon Huss. Aiden Rosemeyer to inbound. Rosemeyer finds Mattson. 7:48 to play. 43-42 McDonald. Led by as many as 12. Thorpe has come back each time. Logan Hanson up top. Hanson to Rosemeyer. Checked by Aiden Misfeld. Rosemeyer at the foul line, spinning into the paint between two defenders. Falling back for a long two. That one comes up short.
Aiden Misfeld's on him now defensively. Take it.
Misfeld wide open for three. Oh. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound put back in. Huss. No, but a foul will send Huss to the line, shooting two with 7:16 left. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. Cannon Huss comes up short on the first attempt. So McDonald still holding on to just a one-point advantage, 43-42. Huss the second. Rims out. Eddie Mittermeier trying to track down the rebound. He will in the corner. Saves it into Brother Cooper. Aiden Misfeld up top, driving down the right side. Kick out Keegan Galvez in the corner. Galvez to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier jab step. Drops down to the post. Cannon Huss. Huss going hard with the right hand. Baby hook is good.
We needed that one.
45-42 McDonald. A full one possession lead. But that's all. Spinning to the lane. Hanson too strong off the glass. Cannon Huss pulls down the rebound with one big paw. Huss out to Cooper Mittermeier to Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Another jab step. Sutton. The work down to Huss. Huss gets inside. Hanson draws the foul with 6:36 to play.
Put that on Rosemeyer.
Rosemeyer instead.
Right. Yep.
That's his third. Second. His third.
It's his third.
So, again, the two top scorers for Thorpe in foul trouble. Three for Rosemeyer, four for Stewart, who's out of the game. Cannon Huss, first free throw. Looks good. Is good. Oh, it took a little extra hop off the rim. Huss now with 18. Teaming out, and Stewart's going to come back into this game with four fouls. Again, you can feel it's kind of a critical juncture here. McDonald leading by four, and make it five as Cannon Huss absolutely picture perfect on the second free throw. 47-42 McDonald. 6:35 to go. Max playing for an outright conference championship with a win. Denzel Sutton straddling the arc on the left wing. Skips in the corner. Rosemeyer all alone for three. His third of the second half from the left corner pocket. And McDonald just cannot pull away from this Cardinals team. 47-45 now. Max lead cut down to two. Keegan Galvez, Denny Mittermeier left corner. Drops down to Huss. Huss, good position. Will kick out to Aiden Misfelt in the right corner, though. Drop back down to Huss. Huss has a one-on-one, and the paint turns and scores.
That's what they need to do.
Cannon Huss with 20. McDonald lead is 4, 49-45. Past the two-thirds mark of the second half. Denzel Sutton up top. Down to Hanson. Hanson to Stewart playing with those four fouls. Stewart to Mattson, the sophomore, against Cooper Mittermeier, fellow sophomore. Top of the key to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer has been hot in the second half. Out to Hanson. Hanson back to Mattson in the left corner. They'll give it to Rosemeyer again. Aiden Misfelt nose to nose with him.
Yes.
5:25 to go. 49-45 here on WOGO. Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Stewart attacks to the hoop and a reverse with the left hand. A nice feed. 49-47. Two-point ball game. Whistle down low and a foul on Thorpe. That will be their
like
fourth.
Rosemeyer.
That's Rosemeyer. That's his fourth.
Yeah.
Wow. So the two leading scorers, Rosemeyer and Stewart, not the leading scorers tonight, but they each have four fouls. Inbounds to Cooper Mittermeier to Aiden Misfelt right wing. 5:06 to play. 49-47 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier. Finds a bounce pass to Cannon Huss. Doubled in the paint. Doesn't matter. Turns and scores with the right hand.
If he sees Rosemeyer on him, he's just going to go to the hole.
Huss with 22, 51-47 McDonald. Sutton traverses across the timeline. Working a right-handed dribble on Eddie Mittermeier to Hanson in the corner. Hanson up top to Stewart. Stewart leaves it over for Mattson. Cooper Mittermeier right in his grill. Up top, Hanson against Huss. Hanson puts it on the floor with the right hand and a foul. And McDonald, that's just their second. They make it Huss for this one with 4:31 left. Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley, or maybe warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders. Full time out on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports. You can tell we're on the brink of the postseason. This game feels kind of like a playoff game. 51-47, McDonald with a four-point lead here on the road at Thorpe. 4:31 left to play. An outright Western Clover Belt Conference championship at stake for McDonald. You know the Cardinals would love to spoil that for the Macs.
Yes.
Try to avenge an 88-53 loss back in mid-January. Denzel Sutton out of the timeout. Right in front of us here as we sit on the stage at one end of the court. Brady Stewart playing with those four fouls, as is Aiden Rosemeyer. Stewart up top picks up his dribble against Cannon Huss. Over to Mattson, the sophomore. Stewart cuts into the corner. Sutton in the left wing. 4:05 to play in a four-point game. Thorpe's been patient the whole time, and Rosemeyer cuts in the hoop. Too strong with the left hand. Claps his hands in frustration. As he wanted either a foul or just a little bit better finish.
Yeah, maybe. I think he wanted a better finish. There wasn't nobody on him. He had a great cut.
He is quick as well. Cannon Huss doubled in the lane. Kick out to Aiden Misfelt. Passes up the three. Stewart almost jars it loose. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Keegan Galvez left wing. McDonald drops down to Huss in the post at the left block. Huss weighing up his man. Backing out. Kicks to Galvez in the right corner. Galvez driving. Baseline. Cuts hard.
Very nice.
Soars to the hoop for two. Cannon Huss to Keegan Galvez, and Galvez with the score, 53-47, 6 for Galvez, 6-point lead for McDonald, 3:20 to go.
So we can't open it up here. Eddie's guarding Rosemeyer now.
Stewart up top. Work down to Rosemeyer inside the arc. That's important as he's hit three threes in the second half alone. Hansen against Keegan Galvez with that long wingspan. Under three to play, 53-47 McDonald. Stewart against Cannon Huss in the left corner. Mattson over to Rosemeyer, the senior. Rosemeyer puts it on the floor with the left hand, just inside the foul line. Double kick out, Mattson for three. That one rims in and out. All the sophomore, I believe that was his first shot attempt.
Yeah.
It looked good. Popped in and out. Six-point lead for McDonald.
Max just got to burn some clock up here now. Get a really, really good shot off.
Can make it a three-possession game. Cannon Huss sneaks along the baseline. Oh, he bobbled the pass. Able to haul it in along the baseline, but could have been an easy two. Send out to Aiden Misfeldt. 220 play. Misfeldt cuts between two interfenders.
Nice.
And nice English with the left hand. Aiden Misfeldt makes it a three-possession game.
So we needed it.
Misfeldt now into double digits with 10. 55-47 McDonald. 205 to play. Stewart working against Cannon Huss. Back out to Mattson. Again, under two left. Aiden Rosemeyer with Eddie Mittermeier in his face. Stewart at the foul line, kick out to Sutton. Sutton, jab set. Mattson forces it down into the post and knocked away from Stewart by Cannon Huss. Will pause to tie his shoe with a minute 44 left. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Inbounds to Stewart from Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer against Cannon Huss to Sutton. Sutton works to Mattson. In the corner now, Logan Hansen. 96 seconds to play, 55-47 McDonald. Up top is Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer to Cooper Mittermeier. Almost a throwaway. Maybe it is as Stewart saves it in, but right to Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt with Stewart in pursuit. Still gets the rebound. Outraces him to the hoop. Misfeldt with 12, 57-47 McDonald, minute 13 left. Driving in hard is Hansen, and Hansen with his first bucket in a while.
30-second timeout.
30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute on WOGO, 57-49 McDonald. Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Final minute 7 of this contest. Finale in the Western Clover Belts. 57-49, McDonald facing full court pressure on this inbound. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Cooper Mettermeier inbounds to Aiden Misfeldt. Misfeldt fouled as just 2 seconds go off the clock. Denzel Sutton with that foul. And again,
they got a lot
couple
to
more
give.
To give here.
They got a lot to give. That was only their second.
Well, that was the fifth foul.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thorpe. Looking at the wrong. Inbounds Eddie Mittermeier, and he's fouled. Denzel Sutton saying, I'm trying to foul. And the official gives him the call. Again, just a couple more seconds went by.
Yeah.
But Sutton was saying, how hard do I have to push him? So that was foul number 6. So next one, we'll send McDonald to the line. Inbounds Eddie Mittermeier, and this time Sutton again gives the foul. And that will send Eddie Mittermeier to the line with a minute 1 remaining. 57-49 game.
See if we can make some free throws here.
Mittermeier will go to the line, sitting on 13 points. He's had 3 in the second half, 10 in the first. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Eddie Mittermeier makes good on the 1-1. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Find them in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Outreach clinics throughout western Wisconsin. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Perfect on the pair for Eddie Mittermeier. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Under a minute to play, 59-49 McDonald. Sutton driving between three defenders, too strong off the window. Aiden Misfeldt with the rebound, and Misfeldt will be fouled by Hansen with 50.4 to play.
And the Thorpe kids are really being nice about fouling the McDonald girls, the McDonald boys there, but the refs don't seem to call that first foul, so they hit them a little bit harder just to let them know that, hey, I'm trying to foul the kid.
So Aiden Misfeldt will go to the line with 50.4 on the clock. First free throw is good. Aiden Misfeldt in a pair of free throws in the first half. having a very strong game is Aiden with 13 points. Second attempt, give him 14 points. And McDonald pulling a little closer to that conference championship, 61-49. Sutton to Stewart. Stewart driving in hard between two defenders. Nice English with the left hand for Stewart. And the shot is good, and I believe there's a timeout on the floor. Back in 60 seconds, Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. McDonald leads by 10, 40 seconds remaining, back in 60.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. 40 seconds on the clock. McDonald with a 61-51 lead here at Thorpe over the Cardinals. Eddie Mittermeier inbounds to Cannon Huss. Huss is hugged from behind by Hansen, and with 38.6 left, Cannon Huss will go to the line with 23 points. And a chance for a couple more here. It's still a 1-1 situation. 38.6. Offense, defense, substitution here. Team in, out, and Stewart back in. Cannon Huss, the free throw, and perfect. So that was the last 1-1 for McDonald. They'll shoot double bonus the rest of the way.
38.6 on the clock.
24 for Huss, make it 25. As he is perfect on those free throws, trying to ice this one out. 63-51 McDonald. Sutton at the foul line, kick out. Stewart for three, class and good. And a timeout taken by Thorpe, full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds in a 9-point game here on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO 103.1 FM, WOGO.com. Podcast of this one available later tonight. McDonald leading 63-54 coming out of the timeout. Inbounds Eddie Mittermeier, and Mittermeier with 29.2 seconds left takes the foul and will be shooting the double bonus. He has 15 points. His team with a 9-point lead, 63-54.
See if Eddie can keep his free throw percentage up there. I don't know if he's missed all night yet from the line.
First free throw for Eddie Mittermeier is good. Well, get real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Alley. Second free throw for Eddie. Perfect on the pair there. Eddie Mittermeier now with 17 points on the night. 65-54 McDonald. Sutton driving in hard. Kicks out for Stewart. Stewart for three off the front of the rim. No. Rebound knocked out of bounds to Thorpe. Last touch by McDonald with 19.7 to play.
Oh, Cooper, they got a foul on Cooper.
Foul will be team's third. And the third on Cooper Mittermeier. Inbounds to Stewart. Stewart driving baseline. Comes up short with the rebound to McDonald with 14 seconds to play, and they should be able to just dribble this one out. 9 seconds remaining as Eddie Mittermeier on the far side of the floor. The McDonald faithful to their feet. 3, 2, and 1. And that'll do it as the clock hits triple zeros. McDonald 65, Thorpe 54. McDonald now 22-1 on the season, 13-1 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference, and they have won their first conference championship since 2017 and win it outright. Your McDonald Macs are conference champs.